closet.
Okay. And what is the storage space above a house called?
Attic.
Uh-huh. And what would you call a room in the house where you would put things you aren't using?
Storeroom.
Okay. It doesn't rain a lot in El Paso, but what would draw the rain away from the roof?
Well, there are a lot of flat roof houses in El Paso that are it's just the slope of the roof that would mm-hmm. take the rain. Otherwise, are you looking for the word gutters or?
Yeah, something like that. Gutters.
The gutters would, really the purpose of a gutter is to catch the rain as it comes off the roof and direct it to a certain place so it just doesn't drop down kill your garden or your whatever is
right
underneath it. So the gutter would draw the rain away from and let it drain off in an orderly mm-hmm. way down mm-hmm. into the yard somewhere.
If we lived in a place where they had lots of rain, we would need something probably to protect the outside of the house. And some people put this on. Do you know what it is?
The shutters on the windows?
Well, but also on the walls to keep the rain off so they won't have to repaint the walls every year.
Siding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, aluminum siding or something like that?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of that in El Paso, I guess.
No, I don't think we do.
Do you happen to know what you would call the main ranch building on a ranch?
Well, we would call it the headquarters.
Okay.
The Mexicans would call it the hacienda.
Mm-hmm.
That it would be the home where the owners live.
Did you have headquarters on your farm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, neat. So was it sort of like a farm ranch?
It's a farm. It's the ranch implies to me it implies cattle and
mm-hmm.
and
farm
and implies crops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of crops did you grow? Your family grow?
Cotton, chili, pecans is becoming our major crop.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, throughout the South, cotton was the king cotton. They called it, and that was it. But now, price of cotton is so low that we're looking for other things. And
mm-hmm.
years ago, started planting pecans and are still doing that.
Mm-hmm. Pecans are so good.
Yeah.
And they sort of keep their price.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going out the house, you need to open the door, and then you would do what?
Shut the door.
Uh-huh. And we can look out of the
window.
Uh-huh. If we lived in a place with tornadoes, you'd have to build a
storm cellar
mm-hmm.
and storm windows, I guess.
Yeah. And the window is made out of
glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the morning, you shave in front of the
mirror.
Mm-hmm. And Dorothy said, "There's no place like
home."
Mm-hmm. You sweep up with a
broom.
Mm-hmm. If you have a cement part out in your backyard, what would you call that?
Patio.
Okay. And
or back porch, I guess. If I'm
is there a difference between a patio and a porch?
Yeah. I think of a porch as being up off the ground and maybe made of wood
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and with a fence around it would be a porch.
Oh, okay.
Whereas a patio is usually just a flat thing right on the ground of concrete or brick,
mm-hmm.
Right level with the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about if you had some steps out in front of your house, what would you call that?
Some steps in front of the house.
Yeah. So say you didn't have that courtyard that you enter through, but you
yeah.
had a house with steps in front of it.
That you'd have to walk up the steps
yeah.
to get
mm-hmm.
to the front door?